jealous, baby.
Sweet it is to be loved with you, or by you, whatever it is. Hello and happy birthday to Larry Bashaw today, 34, mechanic over at Colonial Dodge. It's 71, pardon me. That's a lot better than 31 degrees, isn't it? Yeah, 71 degrees. I think that we were meant to live in this kind of weather. Maybe it's a tad warm, but generally blue skies, tops, I tell you, this is dynamite. I'm talking about cars here. 71, I'm not talking about the crowd at the boat races. It's clear at 71 degrees, humidity 68. The winds are south at 3. Increasing cloudiness with a threat of showers. Today's high should be about 90.
Boy, it's hot in here.
So, turn on the heat pump.
What are you, crazy? I need an air conditioner.
The heat pump will cool you off.
Let me get this straight.
Okay.
I'm hot, yes. So I need a heat pump to cool off.
Right.
Tell me something. What does a heat pump pump?
The heat pump pumps hot air.
What?
Hot air. The heat pump pumps hot air out of your house so your house gets cool. Saves on energy costs, too.
Oh, so the heat pump is really an air conditioner.
That's right. Except when it's a heater.
The heat pump is an air conditioner,
yes.
Except when it's a heater. That's crazy.
Oh, that's smart.
Let your Detroit Edison customer representative show you how much a heat pump can save on energy costs the year round. The heat pump takes heat out of your home in summer and brings in heat in winter, so you spend less on fuel. The heat pump. It's a year-round comfort system that saves money.
So the heat pump keeps you cool.
Cool.
Except when it keeps you warm.
Warm.
Of course, then it's an air conditioner.
Absolutely.
Except when it's a heater.
Of
because,
course.
Of course, it's a heat
now
pump.
Now you've
and
got
I don't understand what I'm
talking about. All right, fine. 7:14 in the morning from Cozy WCZY, the Dick Pertin program. We have our birthdays today. Captain Kangaroo, 1927, and Helen Keller in 1880. Mormon church founder Joseph Smith was murdered by a lynch mob in 1844. 35 of American military advisors arrived in French Indochina in 1950 on this date, and that began it all, didn't it, as far as the Vietnamese War. We have time now at 7:14 for Colleen Burkhart with a look at today's traffic. Good morning, Colleen.
Good morning, Dick. I'm glad you had time for me this morning.
Thank you. I always have time for you.
Oh,
you
do
come
you?
Come up with any good supermarkets to meet men?
Oh, no. That's why I asked you. Now, you told me about the Great Scott at Long Lake and Telegraph.
Well, I've heard that. I don't know if that's true.
I go to A&P myself in the corner, and there's nobody there.
There's nobody in your A&P?
Nobody.
Well, what time? When do you shop there? Because they claim that's a good place to meet people, you know.
When do I shop? Oh, just sporadically. I don't know,
see,
10
you
o'clock
have,
in the morning.
There may be a given.
During the week.
During the week. So you're not going to meet many men at that
no,
time.
No, I haven't met anybody.
Probably not. But I think on the weekends, you know. And I also think that that women, I think that's definitely an area where women can, I don't want to say act superior, certainly feel superior to men. I think a lot of men in supermarkets aren't quite sure what they're doing.
Oh.
I know I'm that way. And I don't mind shopping. It doesn't bother me at all going there to... But I never know where things are. And I know that they have those signs up there. You know, somebody can come up and say, what is your sign? And you say, paper product. But that way I always end up asking women shoppers where things are because I assume they know the store better than I do. And they usually do.
So you're doing some flirting in the grocery store,
No, but I can see where you could do that.
It's really easy, sure.
Absolutely, yes. You could meet people very easily by... Say, do you know where the pickles are, man?
Watch this.
That's right.
We need a good opening
you in one
supermarket
real
line.
Exactly.
That's what we need.
Yeah.
Something that's really going to get me somebody in the supermarket.
That's right, yeah. Yeah. And I'm not sure which line would be best. I'm not sure the express line is better than the other. Do you normally have 8 items or less?
No.
Have you ever cheated?
Yes.
I have two.
Yes.
I have two. You see, for example, if you pick up a six-pack of V8, is that one item or is that 6 items?
No, that's one.
I go through these. I think it is 2, but the way the checker looks at you sometimes, she thinks it's 6.
Oh.
You see what I mean? And it puts you through some mental trepidations.
I have cheated, just not in the supermarket line.
Have you?
Yeah.
Good. Fine. Well, we're awfully glad to hear that.
Yeah.
What, over your dog food or what?
No, yeah, right.
Fine. All right, fine. Well, here's Colleen with today's traffic.
And, Dick, only one very minor obstruction to report at this time. That's on northbound I-375 at Monroe Street. We have a vehicle that stalled out, partially blocking the right lane, so things just a little bit slow through there. Northbound 375 again at Monroe, partially blocking the right lane. The rest of the freeways, though, moving just that, free and clear, with no additional obstructions to report anywhere. This is Colleen. Colleen Burkhardt from Metro Traffic Control, brought to you by New York Air. Compare New York Air from Detroit to Newark. They give you more legroom and service from people who really care. Plus free drinks and snacks on every weekday flight. Compare New York Air.
As I always say to attractive women in the supermarket, where's the Mazola oil? Well, anyway, it's...
Just feel these plums.
Yeah, right. 717...
Oh.
717. We're not even in the produce aisle. Anyway, it's 717. Thank you, Colleen. We'll talk to you in a little while. Bye-bye. I'm sorry. It's a Monday. I have no idea what I'm saying.
What do it mean?
It's been too hot outside. It's baking my brain.
How do you keep the music playing?
All right, that's Patty Austin and James Ingham. That's called Keep the Music Playing, ladies and gentlemen, here on Cozy WCZY 95.5. 722 in the morning, clear 71 degrees. That's pretty warm this time of the morning. Humidity 68, the winds are south 3. Increase in cloudiness with a threat of showers. High about 90 tonight, mostly cloudy with occasional showers. Low 66. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, cooler with a chance of showers. High of 76. Wednesday, very little change from Tuesday. So it is going to cool off, but not today, as they had originally forecast. I'm sorry, you were saying something about supermarkets, Earl? I didn't
know. Yeah, that guy was there not long ago and trying to... Some of the items are almost impossible to find, Dick. For instance, toothpicks. You know, where would you even start to look for toothpicks? They don't have nothing like lumber or nothing up on the...
On those signs.
The paper product would be the closest. I couldn't find them. You know.
I would think paper products.
You would think so?
Well, I would think so. That would be... I mean, if you're looking at the signs and one says frozen food and one says canned goods and one says paper products, the guess would be paper products.
That's true, but I'll tell you, they were next to what they call picnic items is finally where they were, which is right next to the paper products. And the cat food.
Do they list picnic items in a store?
Well, not really list, but they kind of have them categorized down both aisles, no.
They don't. I see. You know, another one, I can never find dental floss. Have you ever tried to find dental floss in a grocery store? You don't know whether to look under dental supplies or string.
Wouldn't they be next to the string beans, then? Or no?
Well, that's a possibility, but you never know what the manager of the store is thinking. You see, you have to follow his line of reasoning and hope that you relate to that.
So, I used to use that for fishing line, Dick. That's strong stuff, that dental floss.
It is
strong. Oh, very strong. Very good. I have false teeth, so I don't need that.
So you don't have to worry about that.
I use that effervescence, or what do they call that?
Effervescence?
Effervescent, or you put it in the glass, you know.
Yeah. There's different brand names. But
right. I wouldn't know where to look for that either.
No.
To think of it.
That's for sure, yeah. Well, it's interesting stuff, isn't it?
All right, I'm going to do a little shopping in a little while. If you need anything, let me know. Put it on my list in the office.
I will do that. I promise I will.
All righty.
Thank you so much, Earl. It's Earl Shagnassi, our Director of Security, right here at WCZY. It is a Monday, June the 27th, ladies and gentlemen, on Captain Kangaroo's birthday and another's.
What's your idea of a perfect day? Is it a spring morning?
For a perfect day, it really does.
In Troy, call Flame Furnace Company at 524-1700. Again, that's 524-1700. Thank you. 7:25 in the morning from Cozy, 71 degrees on June the 27th.
At some hamburger places, before you order your hamburger, it's been cooked, conveyed, steamed, dropped, and microwaved. You want something better. You're Wendy's kind of people.
Yes, thank you. It's 7:26 now in the morning from Cozy WCZY. Good morning.
Yes, I like Mr. Dick Burkhardt, please.
Good morning, Clayton.
How you doing, Mr. Burkhardt?
Fine, Clayton Harris from the Hot to Go Oven. What's happening?
Say, Mr. Burkhardt, I just had you here on the old FM stereo here, and I heard you talking to Colleen, you know, about the supermarket place to meet people.
Yeah, that's right, Clayton. That's according to a survey taken by a supermarket industry group.
Well, Mr. Burkhardt, I don't know if I agree, but I got a way to improve on the whole idea.
You do?
Mm-hmm. I'm going to combine the Wee Beat Disco and the Hot to Go Oven store, see?
Well, now, wait a minute. The Weeby Disco is your disco, which is right next door to the Hot to Go Oven store? Yeah, yeah.
Okay, and this way you take best of both worlds.
You do.
That way the women who would know that the men in the place are unattached, and that the men can still feel comfortable because they're used to being in bars.
They are. Men uh-huh. are. Sure, men are always used to being in bars. That's right, yeah. Well, I'm not quite sure, though, how this would work, Clayton.
Well, you see, the bar and the store together, you can pick out the food you want to eat and figure out who you want to eat it with. You know what I mean?
I see. Uh-huh.
But for instance, now, let's say you like steak and the girl likes chicken.
Yeah.
If there's no reason not to go out with her. You can still make the chicken, but you cook it rare.
You cooked a chicken rare?
Uh-huh.
You know, I'm a bad guy to be talking to about rare chicken after what happened to me and a lot of others at the Grand Prix. Anyway, so it sounds like it's got possibilities, Clayton.
Well, hey, what I'm trying to say, now catch this, you can meet your match and match your meat.
I see.
You get what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, uh-huh. I think I get the idea.
Now, we've improved on all the standards of the single bar gimmicks.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean?
Like what?
Well, you know how all those swingers drive those 84 Corvettes?
I understand, yeah. And the new Camaro and the Trans Am.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That's right, but the problem is what you have to leave those stands in the parking lot, Ms. Perkins.
That's true.
Once you get through the door, you can't even impress anybody with them there.
Well, that's right, because they're out in the parking lot, sure.
But get this. At my new place, I'm going to have shopping carts that you can rent, and they're in the shape of an 84 Corvette.
Clayton, you have thought of everything.
I'm telling you, the best part is at the checkout.
Why?
You know how sometimes you go to the bar and meet somebody that you want to go out with,
yeah.
But you're not really that thrilled with them?
Yeah, yeah.
At the checkout counter, we not only supply you with a bag for your groceries, we also supply you a bag... Oh, the radio came on in the office.
That's all right, Clayton. It doesn't matter. Just continue. As long as it's tuned to Cozy, I'm not too upset.
It was on Cozy Radio.
Oh,
right.
Well, that's fine. All right. Well, just to whatever you were saying, Clayton.
Well, we not only supply you with bags for your groceries, we also supply you with bags in three different sizes, depending on the size of your deep head.
Really?
That way, if you're driving along and you see somebody you know,
yeah.
Slip it over your date's head and your friends will never know how hard up you really are.
Interesting theory. Not a bad idea. How did you think of that, Clayton?
Well, I got the idea when I got my head stuck in a bag not that long ago.
I see, yeah, yeah.
I've got to go now, Miss Pace. I got to get a new sign made for the front of the store and the disco.
Oh, you're getting a new sign made?
Uh-huh.
Okay, what does it say?
It's going to be one of them neon floor desert sign that's going to say, "We be hot to go."
We be hot to go.
That'll kind of
cover all bases, won't
uh-huh.
it, Clayton? Yeah. Okay, Clayton, good to talk to you. Have a nice day.
Okay, you too, Ms. Perkins. I'll be talking to you.
So long, Clayton.
Bye-bye, my man.
Love me tomorrow, that's Chicago on Cozy, WCZY 95.5, 7:32 in the morning. Coming up in 7:33 shortly, Colleen Burkhardt with today's traffic on this Monday morning. Good morning, Colleen.
Good morning to you, Tutek. Right now, still that stalled car northbound I-375 at Monroe. It's a vehicle that stalled out, still partially blocking the right lane. Again, that's northbound 375 at Monroe. Plus, free drinks and snacks on every weekday flight. Compare New York Air.
Just got a call from a fella at the A&P where you shop who would like to meet you, Colleen.
Oh, good, good. What aisle?
He didn't say pick an aisle. Pick one right now. What aisle would you like?
Pick an aisle. How about the fruit aisle?
Okay, the
canned fruits.
Fruit aisle. Fruit aisle. He said, look for a guy in a white shirt and apron. Apparently he's a stock boy. Stock boy over there. Desirous of meeting an older woman.
Oh, that was low.
How about that? We'll
that
talk
was
to you
low.
Later. Thank you. It's 24 and a half minutes. No, 25 and a half, pardon me, till 8 o'clock in the morning. Fred Wagner for the Cozy Weather Center coming up.
Is this AAA Travel Service?
Yes, sir.
I want to take a vacation.
Well, you found the right place. We're Michigan's largest travel service.
Oh, good. I need all the help I can get. See, I have this terrible sense of direction.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I took a trip once where I had 6 layovers and changed planes twice to Lansing.
Uh-huh. Well, AAA will point you in the right direction with the right flights at the lowest prices. And if you're a AAA member, we can also save you even more on tours and lodging.
Oh, great, because in the Bahamas, I somehow found my way into Vladimir's little Bavaria motel.
Yeah.
Ever try to limbo after eating 3 pounds of streusel?
Well, we'll take care of everything. And our services are free, even if you're not a AAA member. Now, where would you like to go?
Oh, somewhere warm.
Mm-hmm.
Somewhere west.
West?
Like Maine.
Maine.
Or Nova Scotia, maybe.
AAA charge.
charter flights to London, England departs every Friday now through September 23rd. Flights start from $549 plus $18 departure tax. Ask AAA Travel about member travel discounts, too. Call AAA Travel Services about a London, England charter flight today. Transportation via American Trans Air.
735, and here is Fred Widener from the Cozy Weather Center. Good morning, Frederick.
And good morning, Dick. How are you doing?
I am a little warm. It's 71 degrees right now. You talk about warm. I emceed the Freedom opening of the Freedom Festival down at Hart Plaza on, Friday. And it was, the sign there said like 94 degrees as I was doing that. And we were out, there was a little breeze off the river. But it was, what I thought it would be probably a better idea, we should have all gone across the river to Windsor. It was only 32 degrees over there. You know, that Celsius works a lot better in the summertime, you know?
You're right.
Terrible in the winter. It's always 16 below, you know, but in the summer it's better.
You're right. If you want to cool off, just get out the other thermometer. That makes a whole lot easier to take.
It's all psychological anyway. We know that.
There's a great deal of it is.
How's it look today? Psychological or is it real?
Well, today's temperatures up toward the 90-degree mark are still real. We're looking at clear skies or virtually clear skies now out around the area over toward Flint, Lansing, Jackson. I mention this because it'll be necessary to get those clear skies and keep them at least during the morning hours in order to see those temperatures quite that high, and that's what we're expecting to happen.
All right, Frederick, talk to you in 1 hour.
We'll see you then.
Thank you. Fred Wagner for the Cozy Weather Center. We're clear in 71 degrees, humidity 68%. The winds are south at 3 miles an hour.
It's Cozy, 95.5 WCZY.
U.S. Air is flying to Greensboro, High Point, and Winston-Salem. Starting July the 6th, you can fly U.S. Air to these cities for just $99 each way.
Too much, too little, too late.
Johnny Mathis and Denise Williams and Too Much, Too Little, Too Late. Thank you. It's 7:15, 7:45 in the morning from Cozy WCZY. We're going to have Ronald Reagan on the program this morning reading selections from Jimmy Carter's 1980 briefing book. That'll be a little after 8 this morning. 7:45 right now in the morning. Good morning.
Yeah, Dick.
Yeah.
When you were giving out the birthdays earlier, you left out a very important one.
Which is that?
Bill Kennedy.
Oh. Willard Kennedy's birthday today?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yes, I know that because I have mixed emotions about sharing my birthday with him.
Oh, I see.
That's, you know.
What is your name?
Lou Nack.
Lou Nack. Happy birthday, Lou.
Well, thank you.
Well, we'll have to give Willard a call down there in West Palm Beach.
I'm surprised you forgot that.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not sure I ever knew his birthday. I'll have to write this down. Thanks for calling, Lou.
Okay.
If I forget it next year, let me know.
Okay.
So long, Lou. Bye. And I've got his number right here, as a matter of fact, in the old Rolodex. So let's give Bill a call down at West Palm Beach and wish him a happy birthday. Bill will be up by this time for sure. Yeah. When you get older, you get up earlier. Jogging, possibly, yeah. Mm-hmm. Wife is Susie.
Hello?
Yes, is this Sue?
Yes.
Hi, Sue. This is Dick Burton calling.
Oh, hi.
Oh, I'm afraid I woke you up, didn't I?
Oh, that's okay.
Oh, well, I thought maybe you and Willard would be up by this time.
Yeah, I usually am. We were up just a minute. Bill, it's 6:30.
You woke me up.
Old good-natured Bill.
Okay. Is he going to be on the air?
Well, yeah, I just wanted to wish him a happy birthday.
Well, he wants to wish you a happy birthday, honey. Okay. We partied last night.
Oh, you did. Now, see, I didn't know that.
See, what I did was Bill was expecting his birthday to be today. So, to fool him, I gave him a surprise party yesterday.
Oh, you did?
So we celebrated his birthday last night because it was the only time that he wouldn't expect a surprise party.
Uh-huh, sure.
Before.
I know what you mean, yeah.
Okay, just a minute, here he is.
Fine.
Yeah, Dick, how are you?
Well, Bill, I'm so sorry that I woke you and Susie up.
That's all right. How's everything with you?
Well, everything's fine with me, but I thought, Bill, at this time of the morning that you would be out scuba diving in the ocean.
Well, ordinarily, that could be possible, but on account of yesterday, that was not possible.
In other words, what you did, you got off the television yesterday, and then you partied until the wee small hours.
That's right. I had all the family and all my children were here, and God, it was really beautiful, but this is no time for scuba diving today.
Why is that? Just the way you're feeling, you mean.
That is right.
Bill, you know, when Dwayne X. Riley went down and did that piece with you on television, and then we showed part of that in Pertin's People on Channel 4, I saw your condominium.
Uh-huh.
Boy, you live in some palace down there, buddy.
Really? Well, we just sold it.
You sold it?
We just sold it, yeah.
Did you make a nice profit, Bill?
Well, I would tax people around it. So, I would say we're going to put the same money into the house that we bought a house.
You did?
Yeah, in Palm Beach.
Uh-huh, okay. All right.
And you put the same money that you get, you know, for the tax purposes. You can't make a profit, so you just put the same money into what you buy.
So you're recommending that if people want to go down to that area to buy, they buy a house, not a condominium?
Oh, no, not at all. I mean, we had an opportunity to do this, and so we did it.
I see, yeah.
And we're going to put a pool in there. The house was once owned by a tennis player, a very famous man many years ago. His name is Johnny Van Ryan, who played with Bill Tilden and all that back in the Wimbledon in 1929.
Oh, I remember all that like it was yesterday.
Oh, yeah. He was in the center court and all that sort
mm-hmm.
of thing.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
And so we bought his house.
Well, good for you, Bill. That's
we're very happy about that.
Well, good. Well, I don't know what else. You got any good movies coming up, Bill?
Let's see. Well, I had... I got a couple of them. We got Gone with the Wind coming up.
Yeah? Gone with the Wind, huh?
I'm not going to have it, but it's coming up.
Well, Bill, I want you to go back to bed now, and I'm sorry. Or either that or go out and scuba dive, but...
Go back to bed. I'm in bed now.
You're speaking... listen, we want to sing a little happy birthday for you. We brought Slim Whitman in purposely just to sing happy birthday to you.
From Atlanta?
What's that?
You brought him in from Atlanta?
From Atlanta.
Yeah, Slim Whitman.
Does he live in Atlanta, Georgia?
Well, I used to see him in all his commercials, you know, from the Atlanta station.
Oh, is that, Ted Turner, the cable thing? Yeah.
He used to be on that all the time.
Oh, did he? So we've got Slim to sing happy birthday for you, Bill.
Very good.
Yeah, here it is right
happy
here.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
All right, Bill. Detroit legend, Bill Kennedy. Bill, happy birthday. Have a great day. Hi to Susie.
Okay, thank you, man.
So long, Bill.
All right.
Bye-bye. All right, so there's the call here at 10 minutes to late in the morning to Bill Kennedy on the... Oh, I forgot to ask how old he is. Well, some things are left better unsaid, yes. And for Bill today, we have...
A pair of rockers, a new washer and dryer, a handsome desk, and a comfortable sofa.
All right, absolutely. We will air express those down to Bill post-haste, of course. Or push them down I-75. It's 9 minutes away from 8 o'clock in the morning from Cozy WCZY 95.5. This is Dick Burton with you on this Monday morning, the 27th day of June. Little Billy G music there, Michael Jackson. Jim Scollin, our ace musical director here. You got a little sunburn over the weekend, eh, Jim? You can raise that microphone up about 7 feet.
Well, Earl,
hit your mouth.
Well, you know, Earl is.
Yes, good morning, Jim.
Earl,
how are you?
It's fine, thank you.
Good.
Why do you say Earl? You two get together or something over the weekend?
See, if I raise the microphone up,
Earl
can't talk. Well, Earl is fairly average height, but Jim, you are what, 6'9", I guess, aren't you?
Well, that's not that much above average, is it?
In your family, it isn't. I've met your mom and dad.
Well,
and
the shortest one in my family is my sister. She's 6'1".
6'1", yeah.
She's the runt of the litter.
Is she married?
Who'd have her?
Is she? I see what you mean, yeah. Well, now, he said that, sis, not...
Well, she's in San Diego, so she can't hear
me. Oh, she is? Yeah. Oh, all right, fine. I understand you were up north over the weekend.
I was indeed.
You got a cabin up there or something?
Well, yes, I do.
You do? Yeah. Where is that?
Walloon Lake.
Walden Lake.
Walden Lake. Well,
thought that was where Thoreau had his cabin in Massachusetts.
Right. Well, this is Hemingway's place.
Oh, Hemingway. Oh, I see, I see. Earl, you got a place up there, too,
yeah,
somewhere.
I got a place up there in Bull Shoals Lake.
Bull Shoals Lake.
Yeah, it's famous for your bream fishing and most of your crappies, catfish, walleye, sturgeon, pike, walleye pike, northerns, and muskies.
Is that right? No kidding.
I never caught any, but that's what they tell me.
They're famous for it. And where is that deer?
That's just a little ways from Bellevue, Michigan.
And so that's way up north?
Oh, way up in the wilds, where men are men and the women are glad of it.
And you like to get up there when the women, you can kind of...
That's right, you can kind of walk around in your BVDs and on the floor and, you know, talk kind of irate.
Now, that's the women. What do the men do?
Girls fall apart every time you see a tourist.
Well, anyway, it's about 2.5 minutes till 8 o'clock, and here's Colleen Burkhardt with a look at today's traffic. Colleen?
All right, now, Dick, westbound 8 Mile Road, just east of Wood, where we too have a report of an accident there. A couple of problems in addition to that. Westbound 8 Mile, first, east of Woodward, we have that accident. Westbound 8 Mile Road, east of Greenfield, we have a semi that was, some type of truck that was pulling a boat that is stalled out, blocking the left lane. So things rather slow this morning along westbound 8 Mile Road. Also now on the southbound I-75 between 6 and 7 Mile Road, we still have a wooden tailgate that is blocking the left center lane and causing a backup through the 8 Mile area on the southbound Chrysler. This is Colleen Burkhardt for Metro Traffic Control, brought to you by the Detroit News. 7 out of 10 people who have something to sell advertise in the classified section of the Detroit News. Call 977-7500 and place your classified ad in the news.
Where was that problem with the tailgate?
Southbound 75 between 6 and 7.
Why don't we go out and have a party, guys? Everybody meet there at southbound 75 between 6 and 7. We'll have a big party.
We'll have a tailgate party.
Why not? And for those of you, by the way, who are still stuck in the spirit of Detroit traffic on Jefferson, take heart. Traffic should thin out within the next week or two. Right?
That's
Colleen, we'll keep you up to date on that.
At your Kmart Family Pharmacy. Listening to Cozy, 95.5 WCZY Detroit, a member of the Gannett Broadcasting Group. News from CBS and WCZY.
The Senate begins debate today on a proposed constitutional amendment banning abortion, and backers admit there's little chance it'll pass.